A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means. Like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO free. It features key mom to baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Monday, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. It's Old School, brought to you New School Way. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Grease, Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, 168th and Maple up there in the O. Big shout out to my man Strick, a.k.a. the Jordan lover. I hope he's listening in his car. No, it's always good to have Strick on, man. It was good times, as always. But, you know, a lot going on. I think there's a lot of talk, Austin. I know we got the Royals coming on here in about 11 minutes. So we'll keep this short. But a lot of talk about my man Nico and, what you know, who's at fault. You know, I think the, you know, unfortunately for him, hopefully, I'm not mad at him getting his money or trying to. Nothing against, it's been a business for coaches all the time where they've been able to upgrade. And so you can't ever fault anybody trying to do what's best for them, because ultimately they're able to make generational type of wealth, or a small percentage are. And so they got to try to take advantage of it. Now, I'm sure he's been handsomely paid up until now, which it seems like he wanted to upgrade and pay, probably a little bit of desperation. I would have probably bet on myself. Now, I wouldn't walk away from any money, but I wouldn't have handled it. You know, I think the only thing that was disappointing in how he handled it was not going to practice. Mm-hmm. I would have went through practice. He's not going to play in the spring game. And then if things didn't go your way and you have every right to go in the portal, then I would have went in the portal, and most likely where he goes in the portal, the deal is already done. You don't have to worry about tampering and all. That's just happening. And so
if the NCAA is not worrying about tampering, we shouldn't
be. And it's been going on a long time ago. So He's a guy that's able to pick and choose where he wants to go potentially. And I just think that when he looks back on it, when he be, you know, older, he probably thinks that he could probably handle it better, because if Tennessee was paying him $2.4 million, they were taking care of him pretty well. And considering, according to what they were saying, he didn't show up at a couple appearances and became a little bit more high maintenance. And that's the problem when you pay them a lot of money too early. They think they have earned it versus you getting paid off potential. Mm. Remember watching this thing about Jordan and Barkley when they were actually on Oprah. And they were talking about younger guys coming in the league at that point in time, getting paid, you know, big contracts based off potential where they had to earn it. And sponsorships for them was not as prevalent as they are now. No social media, so forth and so on. That's byproduct. If you can't handle the obligations and the notoriety that comes with it, then sometimes you'll end up, you know, leaving a lot of people with sour taste in their mouth. And that's unfortunate that nobody was able to kind of reel him in and get him to see the bigger picture, because the best place for him is in Tennessee.
Sure.
The best thing for Tennessee is him playing.
Mm-hmm. Him developing.
And you know, having a better year this year. Now there's no positive that's coming out of it. Mm-mm. You know, Tennessee's not going to be able to get it. Sure, Josh Heupel can, you know, run, a, you know, some, you know, you got some good guys in the backup, but they don't have the experience or the notoriety, or, you know, people don't fear their quarterback like they do him. And he's a game plan, and, you know, that a game plan guy. And he's out there. I'm assuming he's going to find somewhere pretty quickly.
Sounds like North Carolina is out of the mix for him. So yeah, we'll not be with Bill Belichick.
Yeah, look, Bill Belichick didn't want to pay Tom Brady. He didn't want to pay Richard Seymour. He didn't want to pay Lloyd Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo. Reluctantly played Gronkowski. He ain't paying this dude.
No.
He don't want no headaches.
No.
He ain't 70. Listen, his girlfriend's, what, 20-some years old?
Mm-hmm.
That's enough for him. So I just think that's probably the worst part that coming out of with this Nico thing is just how it's been handled. He's going to be blasted. Probably too much, and hopefully it doesn't hurt his long-term earning power.
I feel like it already has.
Yeah, but if he gets somewhere, say like USC, has a really good year, and changes his tune, NFL will look past it. They understand these guys are going to get paid. They understand it. Now, if this was way back in the day, I don't think it hurt him if he handles this next part right.
And like you said, the next part is the most important part, the actual playing football show.
He's got to play well.
Yeah.
That eliminates all that. But it's hard to be high maintenance at quarterback if you're not that good.
Well, any position, really. I mean, Antonio Brown.
Yeah, but he was really, really good.
He was.
And so you deal with it until you're not really, really good. And same thing with the Raiders, with Antonio Brown. You were two or three days away from getting like $30 million and you just acted in ignorant.
Right.
And tried to act like it was the Raiders' fault. They were about to give you $30 million.
30?
Yeah. You didn't show up. You burnt your foot in the Cairo appointment or, you know, like the...
I still picture that going down like The Office when Michael Scott gets his foot stuck in his George Foreman grill.
Yeah. I mean,
RIP, by the way, but...
It's... You know, I think a lot of times, you know, if I was a... Now, I will tell you this, flip side. This might give schools, I guess, the willpower to stand up to some kids. Now, I'm just saying, like, say, like, you know, a kid keeps coming in there, I need more, or they didn't reach expectations, or maybe they didn't play good, or you just didn't, or the whole team didn't have a good year, and you feel like you can get somebody just as good for a little bit less or whatever.
These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a 5-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's RINSE.com.
Some guys, you might see, not all the time, but you might see a lot of kids getting, all right, take it or leave it.
If they're learning the right lessons, schools and players.
Schools and
right? Because this is the first. It's not going to be the last.
No, and if I'm a player and I'm handling my business, I have no problem approaching you saying, look, look, this is what I'm getting offered. I want to be here. Can we get something that's somewhat feasible?
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. I've done everything that you asked and then some. I'd be willing to think that most schools would be okay with upgrading your pay when you've earned it. Versus
when you've earned it.
Yeah. And that's what you should want. So if I'm a player, I'm seeing how not to handle it.
They're tearing this kid apart. I don't want that to be me. I'm going to handle business first. Right. Then I go.
Because you want them to look bad for not paying you. Right? You want you want them to look like UNLV. You had a deal, you didn't pay up or whatever. Now, that's up in the air, but that's what you want. Because ultimately, if you're going in there, your best bargaining power is your tape and how you act on and off the field. What are you doing outside of the program that's bringing positive vibes to it? If you're coming in there, take, no matter how much they have, you're not going to be worth it.
Right.
The reason why Tom Brady's so valuable to the Patriots, even though he left, while Robert Kraft probably, you know, is more fond of him than Bill Belichick. And Bill Belichick, they won, six world championships?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Probably, you know, uplifted Robert Kraft to he's one of the most influential owners, but probably going down as one of the best owners of all time is because Tom Brady earning his money. It was never a problem for him. That's why he could go up there and say, look, man, You got to get Jimmy Garoppolo up out of here. He's earned that.
Yeah.
You can't put a price tag on that. But Robert Kraft did because of all the stuff that he's done before. He's a great representation of the team, great representation of the league, a great representation of coming in, you know, as a low-round draft choice and then exceeding expectations, and then obviously being a team player when you're kind of taking cap-friendly deals so you can win championships.
So much of the Tennessee thing is about the money, right? I mean, $4 million. But I feel like it's also about the – if that's like the hard numbers, it's also about the soft skills, right? The emotional stuff, the pulse of the locker room. And I think the people, Jay, that are the best at talent evaluation and really roster construction know when, you know, the hard bottom line dollars and cents matter and when kind of those softer marginal things matter. Where you can put a price on them, yeah. But you can't just have a sense that if we do this, it's not going to go over well. Or we can get away with this because of how the locker room where the coaches feel about this guy. They're the best in the business. Know how to walk that very fine line and pick, you know, which set of criteria to use in each circumstance.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know what it is like, it's a perfect example of you overextend yourself for a player at a certain time, you know, when he's in high school and, you know, he had an NIL deal to get him. And, you know, there's no loyalty or appreciation. You see it all the time. You see it in youth sports. You see it in college sports. You see it in pros is a little bit different. Even though I think college sports is professional and then pro, the NFL and all those leagues are more entertainment. And, you know, not once did he, you know, did he cross his mind. He's like, I'm making $2.4 million and they were paying me before I even played a down in college. Maybe I should sit down and really listen and talk to him. Mm-hmm. Let alone the people that are advising him.
Yeah.
These guys gave us our start. These, you know what I'm saying? And so you see that all the time. I deal with it all the time. You got, you know, kids and parents, you know, like where, you know, they kind of been shunned by other organizations. You kind of develop them. Next thing you know, they get a call, you know, like I always tell them, they ain't like you then. You ain't like you now. You're just serving them a purpose and they're charging you a lot of money. So
they put on a better face for you.
Right. And they're lying to you. Mm-hmm. And, but you know, when you get caught up in this thing and you get in the moment, he's thinking that he can get the same type of treatment somewhere else. You can't.
No.
I'm sure they've made a lot of concessions for him.
That he probably doesn't even realize or doesn't remember.
And it's not like that everywhere. And Tennessee's a blue blood program. You're not getting any big. I mean, I guess if you go to USC, but I'd say Tennessee's in a better football stability place.
Oh, right now. Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
So USC does have, you know, all the ghosts of the past, but talking about right now, Tennessee's a better, it seems like they're a better team now, you know, because they're in the college football playoffs. Now, I don't know what they lost or what could be next year, but we're like, I guess if you're the quarterback at USC, sure. But then I'd say, you know what, Lincoln Riley has shown, he'll pull the plug on you.
In a heartbeat.
Right.
That's like,
Tennessee is already willing to go through the ups and downs with you. You didn't really have a really dominant year last year.
Right.
And you still were the no questions asked starter.
Yeah.
And now you're going to go in the portal to the abyss?
And you want $4 million for it?
That's because that lets you know he's asking for that because he's asked for other stuff and got it. And then his reaction to hearing no or anything negative was to quit.
And I know we got to go to break, get to the Royals here, but there's a difference too between me. He's well within his rights to ask. But when he gets to this point, it's a demand and a holdout. Just asking, the worst they can say is no.
Mm-hmm.
Holding out, demanding, worst thing that can happen is you lose everything, go in the transfer portal, you miss out on what you had.
And he's made that threat before and is able to come up with it this time. Mm-hmm. It's the last time. So we'll see. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, turn the Royals on, then we're going to come back. We'll be on the stream with all the gleam. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a 5-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.